Ramping up your business? The time is near. You've given it heart. Now get it in gear. It's Passage to Profit with Richard and Elizabeth Gearhart.
I'm Richard Gearhart, founder of Gearhart Law, a full-service intellectual property law firm specializing in patents, trademarks, and copyrights.
And I'm Elizabeth Gearhart, not an attorney, but I do marketing for Gearhart Law, and I am the founder of Gear Media Studios, a full-service podcast studio.
Welcome to Passage to Profit, the road to entrepreneurship, where we talk with celebrities and entrepreneurs about their stories and their business ventures. Now it's time I can announce in a very happy way for intellectual property news. Today, we're going to do something a little different from our normal beaten path. We're going to have a trademark quiz. So we're going to ask our panelists today whether or not the word is trademarked or not. The first word that we're going to throw out there is apple pie.
No.
Is the word?
No.
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 Everybody's right. Yay. Okay.
Do you know why they're right? Well, because the word is generic. And so you cannot trademark something that's so commonly used that it would prevent other people from using it. Now, there's another word, Apple, for Apple computers, which is heavily trademarked. And the reason that they were able to get a trademark is because trademarks are associated with particular goods. So if you were to use the word Apple in association with computers and just limit it to that use, that would be a legitimate trademark.
Here's a tricky one. How about that's hot?
Yes.
I don't think so.
I would have said no, but I have a feeling Jerry knows something we don't know.
Yeah.
There's some brand called that.
So Jerry is right. I was joking with Richard. I'm like, yeah, we can pretend like we're Alex Trebek and go, oh, no, you got that wrong. And it's like, well, yeah, because you have all.
Yeah, well, we have all the answers here, by the way.
So we
planned this ahead of time.
So Paris Hilton managed a trademark. That's hot. I don't know how. Do you know how?
No, I mean, yes.
Generic.
Again, she filed the application and narrowed it to very specific fashion accessories. So by associating the word with only particular goods or services, you can get a trademark, even if it sounds generic.
How many categories of goods and services are there? Do you have any idea?
There's 83.
83. Yeah. Okay. So you have 83 choices.
Yeah.
Some people file in more than one category. Okay. So last one, it's one word, superhero.
No.
I think it's
trademarked. Yeah, I think it's trademarked.
Well, Pearl, you get the prize.
Yep.
Believe it or not, it's a jointly owned trademark. It's owned by Marvel and DC Comics, right?
Wow.
Who would have thought? Like, I never would have guessed that.
Yeah. So maybe in original filings, but both DC and Marvel are now owned by Disney. So Disney actually owns the trademark.
Yeah.
Like I said, you're a walking encyclopedia. Do you play Jeopardy?
I watch it a lot.
No.
And speaking of trademarks, if you have a brand that you would like to trademark or protect, contact us at Gearhart Law. We work with entrepreneurs worldwide to help them through the entire process of obtaining trademarks and patents. And if you'd like to learn more, you can visit learnmoreabouttrademarks.com or learnmoreaboutpatents.com. You can book a free consultation with a Gearhart Law attorney, or you can download the Entrepreneur's Quick Guide to Trademarks. Passage to Profit is a nationally syndicated radio show appearing in 38 markets across the United States. In addition, Passage to Profit has also been recently selected by FeedSpot Podcasters Database as a top 10 entrepreneur interview podcast. Thank you to the P2P team, our producer Noah Fleischman, and our program coordinator Alicia Morrissey, our studio assistant Rissakat Busari, and our social media powerhouse Carolina Tabares. Look for our podcast tomorrow anywhere you get your podcasts. Our podcast is ranked in the top 3% globally. You can also find us on Facebook, Instagram, X, and on our YouTube channel. And remember, while the information on this program is believed to be correct, never take a legal step without checking with your legal professional first. Gearhart Law is here for your patent, trademark, and copyright needs. You can find us at gearhartlaw.com and contact us for a free consultation. Take care, everybody. Thanks for listening, and we'll be back next week.